Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I assist you?
Hi, yes, thank you, Joyce. I have maybe a bit of a strange question. My father-in-law passed away, and we are going through his bank statements trying to figure out what was on auto pay and, like, what we need to make sure is covered. And there was a charge for Elite Advantage that came up for $49.97, and we just don't know what it is. So I called the phone number that's associated with it.
Alrighty.
I'm just wondering what service you provide.
Do you mind by providing me with the zip code, please?
Yeah, what is your zip code, Sydney?
33437.
33437. Alrighty, you said 33437. And that first and last name, please.
Yeah, it was Kerry, K-E-R-R-Y. And the last name's Pressman, P-R-E-S-S-M-A-N.
All right, give me 1 second while I'm looking at an account associated with you.
Okay.
Well,
what's going on?
I am not located in an account associated with that name. Pressman.
Can you let me, like, what service is this? What does this provide?
This is actually a third party call center. So we assist multiple companies with over 100 different products.
Oh,
and that zip code
okay.
was 334.
No,
Yeah, I did punch in the correct zip code.
Mm.
But I'm not coming up with anyone associated with the last name Pressman under that zip code.
Could it
have been under another name?
Could it have been under another name?
Is there anyone else associated with that zip code?
No. No. So, okay. Well, we were just trying to figure out if it was like a reoccurring cost or something, but maybe
but
it was a one-time.
Yeah, the only thing I'm seeing, I'm not locating an account associated with that name. It's not pulling anything up. With a name.
Okay.
That name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nothing under Pressman. Okay.
No, ma'am.
What about, can you just do, what is, how do I spell your last name?
S-C-H.
Can we do, try one more?
Sure.
Last name? S-C-H.
E-I.
N-E-R.
Okay. Let me see, go back through that, and let's see. No. What was
okay.
your father-in-law's first name?
His first name was Kerry, K-E-R-R-Y.
Nope. I just want to make sure I did
yeah.
spell it correctly, so I thought I had misspelled it, but I'm not even pulling anything up. But when I punched in his name, I actually typed in his name. So right now, I'm not locating anything with that his name nor that spelling of the last name you just gave me.
Okay.
I mean, this might be a weird,
no, that's okay. This might be a weird question, but, like, is there any way that could be, like, there could be fraud? You know?
I'm not sure, or it may have been something that has already been canceled out of the system.
Yeah, sure.
And
and
it's not showing to me anymore.
Right.
Okay. If you would like, I do suggest you can get in contact with the financial institute, the bank, or the credit card, what the charge was made on, and then you can have them to do further research on it, okay?
Okay. Yeah,
all
that's
right.
a good idea. Okay, thank you so much for your help.
You're more than welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer service, and you do have a great day, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye.